一起用中文读一遍，然后跟秀玉读英文。
So we'll first read in Chinese and then English.
来，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传于普天下万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的执事。来，英文。
But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard and have been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.
是父神，我们求你打开我们每一个人的心。
Father, we pray you open everybody's heart and mind.
你的圣灵也做教导的工作。
We pray the Holy Spirit will be doing the teaching here.
让我们看到自己对圣经的理解。
So that we can see that our understanding of the Bible
跟我们的日常生活当跟我们的日常生活言行举止我们有很有一些落差。
There is some inconsistency between that and how we live our daily life and how we think about it in our daily life.
让我们不是照着自己的感觉在过日子。
Help us not live our daily life according to how we feel about it.
而是按照神你自己的话语我们来过日子。
But rather according to your word.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
第二十二节他一开始他这样子说但如今他借着基督的肉身受死叫你们与自己和好
Verse 22 begins with this idea He has reconciled you by Christ's physical death physical body through death
那就表示说呢在这之前不是这个样子
This indicates that the situation prior to this reconciliation was different.
那在这之前是一个什么个样子呢?
What was the situation then before this situation?
21节他这样子讲。
That's explained in verse 21.
他说你们从前与神隔绝因着恶行心里与他为敌。
A situation was this, that once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior.
那你说这个隔离是一个怎么样的隔离呢?
So what type of alienation was that then?
那只是因为说呢好朋友两个人吵嘴了所以呢我们不讲话。
Is it something like good friends having an argument and then stop talking to each other?
或者是呢就好像呢我的妻子 Jenny 呢她现在人在中国我呢人在这我们隔离的是这样子的隔离吗?
Is that alienation similar to kind of a physical separation, say, between me and my wife Jenny now, who is in Asia?
这是我的妻子 Jenny, 她第一次去到中国。
And this is, by the way, this is her first time traveling to China.
也感谢神过去三天的话我都有机会了能够在电话中呢跟她讲到话。
And also I'm thankful for that I have been able to contact her over, on the phone in the last 3 days.
那她今天傍晚的时候晚上的时候呢会从昆明呢飞到北京。
This evening, she'll be flying from Kunming to Beijing.
你知道北京现在的温度的话呢是在华氏呢30度以下。
As you may know, temperature in Beijing is below 30 some degrees Celsius.
比我们这里还冷。
So much, much colder, 30 some, below 30 Fahrenheit, so much colder than here.
所以呢请继续在祷告当中。当中的纪念他。
And I'd appreciate your continued prayer for her.
如果这个隔离的话呢，只是说不讲话，或者是说呢，看不到对方。
So if this alienation simply meant lack of a conversation or physical distance,
我们就不需要耶稣基督了。
Then we have no need of Jesus Christ.
我们呢就和好就可以讲话了。
We can just go ahead and get reconciled by ourselves, by resuming conversations.
出门的回来我们就看到了就不隔离了。
Those who are traveling, once they return and get reunited with us, then we are once again together.
不只是不需要耶稣，根本呢也不需要呢耶稣呢死在十字架上。
If that is the case, we not only have no need for Jesus Christ, Jesus himself had no need to die on the cross for us.
所以这个与神隔绝、隔离是一个怎么样的一个隔绝呢？
So therefore, this alienated from God, what kind of alienation does it mean?
以弗所书第四章十八节，他这样子说。
And we learn from Ephesians 4:18.
他们心里昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts.
所以这个隔绝的话呢，是一个跟神关系的一个隔绝。
So this alienation is a kind of a separation from God. There's no relationship with him.
甚至呢，可以说呢，而且呢，是呢那种生命的隔绝。
It's a separation from the life of God, from his life.
刚才王长老在祷告的时候也提到，我们也都晓得现在世界各地的话发生了许多的事情。
Elder Wang just prayed and we all have learned that the world today is in turbulence.
人类最大的问题不在于贫穷。
Poverty is not the greatest problem humanity faces.
人类最大的问题也不是温室效应。
Nor is the greenhouse effect.
可能呢，这个核子战争的话呢，可能已经是过去式了。
Maybe even nuclear warfare, maybe something that's in the past now.
即便现在的恐怖分子的这样子的一个攻击，也不是人类最大的问题。
Even the terrorist attacks are not the single greatest problem humanity faces.
人类最大的问题是呢，与神生命隔绝的。
A greatest problem, rather, is separation from the life of God.
所有的问题都是因自于与神的生命隔绝所产生的现象。
From that flows all other problems.
用回到第一章二十一节下一张图。
If we go back to chapter 1, verse 21.
所以呢，与神的生命隔绝呢，也就是这个哥罗西书教会，哥罗西教会弟兄姐妹呢，他们以前的光景。
So being alienated from God was the condition of the Colossians before they came to know Jesus.
那怎么知道他们有这样子的一个隔绝呢？跟神有这样的一个隔绝呢？
How do we know they were alienated?
是那种，是这个眼睛看不到的这种生命的隔绝是怎么表现出来的？
How can you see that invisible separation from God's love? How is it manifested?
他说呢，心里与他为敌。
It says, being your enemies with God in your mind.
这个心里的话呢，就不是那种，就不仅仅是那种情绪，不仅仅是那种感觉。
Mind does not simply mean your emotion,or your mood, or your self-perception.
也不是那种对一个知识、对一个资讯的一个分析或者是处理。
Not just knowledge, or your analysis or reaction to some information you get.
而是呢，在人的内心里头的那种人的心思、人的价值观、人的思考、人的态度与神为敌。
But rather, in your inner being, the intention of your thought,the things you value, in all those things, you are enemies with God. You have animosity against God.
是这样子的一个水火不容的一个为敌。
The animosity here, or the antagonism here, is mutually opposing, like fire and water. They cancel out each other.
那这样子，对不起啊。那这样子一个心理与神为敌的结果是什么呢？
So what is the consequence of this mental animosity with God then?
他说呢，一个恶行。
You get the evil behavior.
当然我相信我们在座的每一个人呢，对这个恶行的话呢，心里呢都可能有一个标准在那。
I believe every one of us here today, when you see this word evil behavior, you have your own standard as to what counts as a evil behavior.
但是圣经的定义，圣经的教导说这个恶行的话呢，乃是呢，不是出自于圣灵的那一种肉体血气的行为，就是恶行了。
But the Bible defines this evil behavior as any behavior that does not come from the Holy Spirit, but rather comes from your fleshly desire.
表示说呢，即便我人现在站在这里，可能有些时候的话呢，我呢在神眼中呢，我是一个有恶行的人。
What that means that it is possible even for me to be standing here, and yet in the eyes of God, I can be someone who is still in evil behavior.
因为我呢，可能心里在想什么你不知道的，但是神知道。
Because what goes on inside my mind may not be known to you, but it is known to God.
所以你可以看到，到这个圣经这样子一个定义呢，比我们这世上的法律的规定呢，标准还高。
You see, the biblical standard is much, much higher than any kind of a legal standard in the world.
也比在旧约里头的摩西的律法呢要高很多。
It's also much higher than Mosaic law in the Old Testament.
而且这样子的一个标准的话呢，这样子一个定义呢，比你我的感觉的那个标准呢还要高。
And this is also a much higher standard than our own.That is how we feel about ourselves or what we think about it.
你觉得说这样子叫做不圣洁，神的不圣洁的标准是更高的。
We may think if I act to up to this level, that means unholy or not holy. But in God's standard, the level may be much, much higher.
但是呢，哥罗西书这些教会里头这些收信人呢？他们是这样子持续的跟神隔绝吗？
However, is it the case that the Colossians have they been continuously alienated from God?
第二十二节他说，但如今。
In verse 22 we see, but now.
就表示说呢，情况呢已经改变了。
Indicating a change, transformation.
他说呢，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死呢，叫你们与自己。
He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death.
请问和好了没有？
So let me ask you, were they reconciled to God?
和好了，已经完成了。
Yes, they have been, and that's been finished.
那我们再稍微研究一下，这个他呢，是指谁呢？
So let's look at this more carefully. Who does this he here, he has reconciled, he refers to?
是谁？
Who do you think that refers to?
是神，是父神。
God the Father.
是父神呢，他是主动的来介入这个事情的。
God the Father took initiative and get involved.
而且呢，甚至于可以说呢，是只有神呢才能够成就这个和好的工作。
In fact, only God the Father can accomplish this task of reconciliation.
那这个和好是怎么发生的呢？
How did it happen?
他说呢，是借着基督的肉身受死。
Happened.By Christ's physical body.
耶稣基督他被钉死在十字架上，他已经饶恕了人了。
Christ was crucified, thereby has forgiven all humankind.
但是呢，这个礼物是白白的，这个礼物呢，需要有人去拿，去领受。
It's a free gift, that is his forgiveness, but you still need to get hold of it.
所以当在哥罗西这个地方的人呢，有一些人呢，他们悔改了，也就是呢，他们回转，他们归回，他们相信接受耶稣基督。
So we see in Colossians, some of the Colossian people, they have already repented, returned to God already.
所以人跟神呢，双方两方呢，就和好了。
Then you have that reconciliation between man and God.
你晓不晓饶恕事实上是一个单方的。
As you may not, do you know, forgiveness is actually a unilateral, it's a one-sided action.
意思就是说呢，虽然呢我嘴巴硬，我不认错，但是呢你还是可以饶恕我。
So which means if I have offended you, even if I refuse to apologize, you can still forgive me.
哦，这个我很有经验，因为我妻子呢是常常饶恕我。
I have a lot of experience in this in this phenomenon because my wife.Has forgiven me many times, even if I have not apologized.
但是呢，这个和好的话呢，是需要双方的。
But reconciliation, though, is it requires actions from both sides.
也就是呢，我承认我的错，然后呢，我悔改了，我来接受你的对我的饶恕。
So that would include me apologizing, repenting, and also.Accepting your forgiveness.
这样子我们就和好了。
That would produce a reconciliation.
那这个借着基督的肉身受死，它的目的是什么呢？
So this, well, by Christ's physical body, what is the goal of this action then?
或者是说呢，神呢，他费尽了心思呢，准备了好这个礼物的目的是什么呢？
So we see God the Father has done so much work in preparing this gift of forgiveness. What is his purpose in so doing?
就是叫你们与自己和好。
And that purpose was so you can be reconciled.
所以当时的哥罗西有一些人，他们就是呢认罪悔改，他们呢来接受了神所预备好的礼物。来回应神，就成就了这和好。
Some Colossians repented and received Christ's forgiveness. Therefore, by doing that, they were reconciled to God.
结果是什么呢？
And what's the consequence? What's the result of that reconciliation?
二十二节下半段说。
We see that in the second part of 22.
二十二节下半段，下一章。
So the next slide, second part of verse 22.
他说呢，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
The phrase there is to present you holy in His sight, without blemish, free from accusation.
那你说，你问我说这是怎么发生的呢？
You may ask me how.Did all this take place?
我没有办法用科学的方式来解释，来告诉你怎么发
生。I have no way to explain this in any kind of a scientific theory.
但是呢，我有一个来自于神，他一个真理的一个宣告。
But I got a proclamation for you, which comes from God's truth.
他哥林多后书第五章十七节这样子说了。
That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17.
他说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。就是已过，都变成新的了。
Where it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
他说，都变成新的是，全部是一个新的创造，是一个完全新的东西。
So all that is old has gone. So this creation is an entirely new one.
不是说呢什么东西坏了然后把它换一个零件换一个新的零件修修补补不是那个样子的。
This new creation is not a restoration or partial reparation of something that only has partially wrong.
基督信仰也不是说呢哎呀这个呢这个道理不错呢我就拿来用一用好了。
Faith in Christ is not something, some nice soundingprinciple or theory that we can sort of apply in our moral behavior.
而是当我们相信的时候的话呢，神的工作就让我们成为一个全新的一个被造物。
But rather, the good news is that upon belief, we become an entirely new creation by God.
我们回到一章二十二节。
Coming back to chapter 1:22.
好了，这里出了问题了。
So now we got a issue here on our hands.
我们看到了，我们所看到的，不管是看到别人，或者是看到自己。
Everything we can see, whether it's about us or other people.
我们会质疑说呢，怎么信耶稣的人，他们会犯这样子的错，会犯这样子的罪呢？
May cause us to ask this question: How can a Christian make that kind of mistake or commit that kind of sin?
为什么这些信耶稣的他们的行为呢跟圣经所描述的呢 差那么多呢?
How come there's such a huge difference between the actual behaviors of the Christians and what the Bible requires them?
如果我们这种反思性高的人，就是会反省的人呢，可能就会多多看看，就都会看自己。
So for those of us who are more reflexive, we may engage in more self-reflection about this.
我们会想说呢，我为什么我呢会有这样子一个嫉妒的心在里头？
We may even wonder, how can I have possibly have Christ's heart inside me?
为什么我老是在抱怨埋怨呢？
How come I keep on complaining?
为什么我心里有那个苦毒呢？
Why do I harbor bitterness in my heart?
这些呢可能都是在内心里头的。
All this may only reside in your inner being.
但是我也可能问说呢，我怎么老是呢要给脸色给别人看呢？
We may also ask, how come I always seem to be upset with other people?
我为什么老是在发脾气呢?
Why do I keep losing my temper?
这个呢是表现出来的。
This kind of behavior can be, they are visible to others.
当我们看到这些事情的时候，很自然我们的结论会是什么?
So when we observe this, we naturally conclude that
不圣洁。
I'm not holy.
我们是有瑕疵的。
We do have blemishes.
是肯定的，是可责备的。
And we certainly are guilty of accusation.
但是在我们当中，有多少人在平常过日子的时候想到这么一件事情？
But how many of us have thought about this fact in our daily life?
一章二十二节说呢，自己。我信耶稣的人，我已经是新造的人了。
That if I believe in Jesus Christ, I am a new creation.
我是已经圣洁的，是没有瑕疵，无可责备的。
I have been made holy, and now am I without blemish and free from accusation.
我就不再问你，我不再要求你举手站起来。
I'm not going to ask you to stand up or even raise your hand about this one.
当我们意识到想到说自己是一个新造的人。
When we become aware of the fact that we are a new creation,
肯定是不会犯罪的。
In that time that you are aware, it will be impossible for you to be committing a sin at the same time.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
加拉太书二章二十节。
And that's explained in the book of Galatians, chapter 2:20.
他说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。”
It says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
当我意识到说这个事实已经在我身上的时候，那时候肯定不会犯罪的。
So in the moment when I am aware of this accomplished fact,In that moment, there's no possibility for us to be committing a sin.
因为呢，活出来的就是基督。
Because at that moment, what's being lived out is the life, is Christ.
当我看不到，忘记了自己是已经是新造的人。
But if I fail to see or forget that I am a new creation,
这可能是我们生活里头95%的时间可能都是这个样子。
Which may be the case, 99.5% of our time in our daily life.
我们呢就会照着过去的那一种态度，过去的那种价值观，过去的那种生活方式呢，在过日子。
What we will do then in those situations, we will naturally continue to live in our old way, old patterns of thought and action.
孩子不听话了，气就上来了。
I get upset with a disobedient child.
看见这个事情的发生不是你所计划的，你就呢灰心了。
You get frustrated if there's an unplanned emergency emerges.
所以我可以说呢，大家呢，我们对自己、对其他弟兄姐妹的观察是正确的。
So I trust that our observation of each other is correct.
我们的行为呢？是不怎么样。
So our behavior, external behavior isn't all that great.
甚至于呢，很糟糕。
It could be even pretty bad.
这是因为什么？这是因为呢，我们的前提错了。
Why is that? The reason for that is before we even engage in that acting, behaving, our premise is already wrong.
所以呢，我们的结论呢，自然呢就不合真理了。
So then, what we conclude then also departs from what the truth is.
意思就是说呢，我看你是这个不像个基督徒，所以呢，你大概呢，你呢是不圣洁的，是有瑕疵的。
So it sort of goes like this. In my eyes, in my observation of you, you don't seem to be acting like a Christian. Then you may not even indeed be a real Christian. That's why you seem to be unholy.
但是圣经已经宣告说呢，你我信耶稣呢，是已经是完全一个崭新的被造者了。
But what the Bible itself proclaims, declares, is that we are already holy and new creature, Christians.
所以我们大家都要做一个决定。
So we all have this choice to make.
是圣经对呢，还是我的认知，我的感觉对？
Is the Bible correct? Or is my own self-sense, self-perception correct?
我是要照着圣经的启示来看自己，来看对方，看别人呢？
In my observation of myself and others, do I follow the biblical revelation?
还是呢，我是照着这个世界的标准来看自己，来看别人。
Or do I follow the worldly standard that we have for ourselves and for others?
我盼望你加入我，我的决定是很明确的。
I hope you can all join me. I have a very clear decision that I've made.
我是一个完全崭新的一个被造者。
And that is, I am a...Holy, new, brand new creation.
然后接下来第二十三节他说
And then we have in verse 23, it continues to say,
只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动失去福音的盼望，这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传于普天下众万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的指示。
If you continue in your faith, establish and firm,not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven and of which I, Paul, have become a servant.
在读这一句话的时候，你可能会有这种感觉，好像呢是有一点有疑问，好像一个不确定的一个条件子句。
As we read this verse, you may feel there's some kind of a uncertainty or existence of a certain kind of condition here.
但是呢，就是从这个从语文的结构来看的话，他呢是保罗呢，他是在讲说呢，他很确信哥罗西的弟兄姐妹的话，他们可以活出基督福音的信仰来的。
But what it actually communicates is, if you read it in its own language, in its own structure, what it communicates is Paul's certainty, assurance that you will continue.And be established.
因为呢，他们已经有了基督的生命，他们就会有基督生命的现象。
Because they already got Christ's life in them, so they must also have those manifestations of what that life is like.
只有当人迷糊的时候，就不会活出基督的生命来。
We fail to live out Christ's life only when we become befuddled about the fact that we are new creation.
那在当时呢，在当时哥罗西教会弟兄姐妹呢，他们正面对这个异端邪说的搅扰。
So the context here is that the Colossians at that time were encountering a heresy. They were being disturbed by a false teaching.
所以保罗呢就鼓励他们，保罗不是鼓励他们呢去研究那个异端的教义是什么。
So Paul is trying to encourage them here. But he's trying to encourage them not by telling them to conduct a deep study of what that heresy teaches.
也不是说呢，哎呀，你就躲起来，把自己孤立起来，不要受这些人，不要跟这些人来往。
Notice he suggests they hide themselves and just kind of separate themselves from this heresy.
而是说呢，保罗呢，鼓励他们呢，就活出那新造的人。
But rather Paul admonishes them to have that life of Christ be lived out in our daily life.
那新造人的生活是一个什么个样子呢？
So for a new creation, what's the life of that new creation look like?
他说正在所信的道上恒心。
It says, established and firm and not moved from the hope held out in the gospel.
也就是说呢，坚守不离开这个基督信仰。
That you are steadfast you are not removed or pushed away from the truth of Christ.
那是怎么样来坚守呢？也就是说呢，是根基稳固、坚定不移。
Not being moved, well, simply means you are established. You are firmly founded on that truth.
在这里呢，保罗呢，他可能很可能用了耶稣基督的教导的一个图画。
Paul here may be very well using a illustration from Christ's teaching itself.
但在马太福音第七章二十四、二十五节这样子说，所以呢，凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为呢，根基立在磐石上。
Because we have from the book of Matthew where Christ himself says this.Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fail because it had its foundation on the rock.
所以呢，你听耶稣的话就去行的，你的根基呢已经在磐石上。
So for those who hear Christ and practice that word,You are like building a house on a rock. You got a firm foundation.
那听耶稣、遵守耶稣的话呢？我们回到一章二十三节，也就是呢，就是活出基督来了。
And so, hearing Jesus and practicing Jesus' words is what says in chapter 1:23. You are continuing in your faith.
一个新造的人，这个活出基督的话呢，就是我们唯一的专注了。
So for a new creation.The only focus in our life is that we concentrate on Christ's gospel and salvation.
有个父亲呢，他很为他自己的孩子呢苦恼。
One dad was very worried about his kid.
因为呢，他看到自己的儿子呢都已经五六岁了，但是呢，好像没有那个男子气概。
He's got a son who's already about 5 years old, but doesn't seem to be growing up into a strong, kind of manly person.
So, this 父亲呢，他就去拜访一个师父。
He went and sought out a master.
So, 呢，就请这位师父呢，能够来帮助他呢，来训练他的孩子。
He asked that master to train up his child.
这个师父说好，没问题。
Master agreed, says no problem.
你把这个孩子呢留在我这里三个月。
So give it to me, and I'll keep him for 3 months.
在这三个月的期间呢，你不可以来看他。
And during this 3 months, you may not visit your child.
经过三个月之后的话呢，我一定把你的孩子呢训练成了一个真正的男人。
After this 3 months, you will see this child will become a manly, strong boy.
三个月过去了。
So 3 months passed.
这个父亲呢，他要来接这个孩子。
Father came and visited his child.
这个师父呢，他就安排了一个空手道比赛。
And the master arranged a karate contest.
这个Luke可能迟早也要一个空手道比赛。Is Luke here?
Is Luke here? Is Luke doing a karate contest here?
所以呢，这个师父的话呢，他就呢用这样子一个比赛的话呢，来展示呢这三个月的训练成果。
What the master wants to do is to show his achievement of this 3 months of karate training.
跟这个孩子对打的是谁呢?
So who is the opponent of this 5-year-old?
就是空手道的教练。
That'll be his coach, his karate coach.
这教练呢，一出手呢，这个孩子呢就应声倒地。
So as soon as the coach strikes, the boy falls to the ground.
但是这个孩子呢，他倒了地之后，他马上又站起来。
But as soon as he falls, he stands right back up.
然后又准备接受挑战。
And he gets ready again to challenge his opponent.
倒下，又站起来。
He falls again, yet he stands up again, continues doing this.
大概有六次之多。
That happened for more than six rounds.
所以这个师父呢，他就问这个父亲说呢，你觉得你的孩子呢，是不是表现得够男子气概了？
So now this master asks his dad, what do you think about your child? Is he acting in a brave, manly manner?
父亲说：“哎呀，我简直呢羞愧死了。”
But the dad says, "I am so embarrassed."
想不到呢，送到你这儿来受训三个月。
I can't believe he's been trained for 3 months.
所看到的结果是什么？他呢这么样的不经打，一打呢就打，一打就一打就倒。
All you got is that he's so weak he cannot endure any kind of attack at all.
这个师父回答说呢
？But the master replied.
他说我很遗憾，你只看到这个负面的一个结果。
He says, I'm sorry, all you see is this negative side of the situation.
但是你没有看到这个孩子倒下去，立刻又站起来那样子的勇气跟毅力。
But you have failed to see his courage and bravery in standing right back up every time he gets knocked down.
这是真正的男子气概。
Doing that, that is real manly courage.
失败了，再站起来，就是呢，那不致被引动失去福音的盼望。
If you're able to stand right back up every time you get knocked down, then you will not be moved from that hope or from your faith.
是这个盼望叫我们这些信耶稣的能够坚持。
It is that hope we have that enables us to endure.
我们在座的有不少弟兄姐妹，我看到你活出了这样子的一个生命来了。
Everyone present here, I know many of you are living out that new life you have been given.
虽然失败，但是你又再站起来。
You may fail, but you stand up.
我感谢神。
For that, I thank God.
这个就是福音。
And that is the gospel. It's the good news.
这个是好消息。
And that is the good news.
那有人问说呢，那在基督里一个新造的人是一个什么个样子呢？
One may ask,What is this new creation in Christ look like?
就是呢，那个活出基督呢，是我们唯一的专注。
What it looks like is that you have a singular, only focus on living out that new life that has already been given to you.
这个是我们时时刻刻要做的决定。
This is a decision we have to make on a continual basis.
这个是呢，眼睛呢是定睛在基督身上的，有这样子一个心智。
It requires a determination that we fix our eyes on Jesus Christ.
而且呢，是一个永不放弃的一个态度。
It's an attitude that never gives up.
我们怎么来回忆今天的经文
？So what should our response be to today's scriptural text?
我们真的是需要彼此提醒这个好消息。
So we all need reminders from each other that this good news we have.
因为你我基本的问题呢，就是因为我们常常忘记自己已经是新造的人。
Because for you and I, our fundamental problem is that we often are forgetful of this truth.
福音不只是得救有了永生。
The gospel.It's not merely limited to being saved and then getting an eternal life.
而是呢，现在呢，我就能够呢，活出那新造的人。
But it also applies to the here and now, the fact that we are living out that new eternal life.
是现在，而且呢，是时时的来活出那新造的人。
It's both now in the present, but also we in the future through eternity.
你我是不是愿意来互相的来提醒这个好消息
？So our question is, are we willing to remind each other constantly of this good news we have?
我们一起祷告。
How about let's pray together?
谢谢你，父神，你把你的话语已经讲解清楚了。
Father, we are thankful you have made very clear your own words and teaching.
也求你的圣灵帮助我们来做这样子一个。决定来回应你。
And now we ask you to have your Holy Spirit help us respond to it.
让我们能够时时的来活出那新造的人。
So that in every moment of our life, we can let this new life live out.
愿荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all glory and praise be unto you.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
接下来呢，我们